It's 80 minutes away from 8 and The Cure close to me on Triple M Breakfast. It's time to go to the movie. Shane A. Bassett's with me. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gilly. I'm up early this morning, but had a late night watching some of that boxing. It was good.
Yeah, it certainly was. Good fight too, by all accounts. I certainly didn't stay up to watch it. But anyway, you did. Now let's talk about Last Night in Soho. It's at Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie. Not what I expected. It's about a girl who comes from the English countryside into London. She wants to study fashion design. She rents this room from a lady in Soho. She is a little bit mysterious, this old lady, but all of a sudden things start happening in the room that she rents, and she starts time traveling back to the 1960s London and meets another girl who's got very similar aspirations to herself. Starts off all fun and games, but turns into a bit of a dark nightmare. So be prepared to expect the unexpected.
It's not a Woody Allen movie, is it?
Because
it reminds me,
Midnight
in Paris, where they went back to,
Yeah,
a bit further back, yeah, which is one of my favourite movies, I might say.
Oh, really? Well, I love Midnight in Paris too, but that is much more of a lighter tone than what this one is.
Oh, okay. All right. That's called Last Night in Soho. It's at Odeon 5 Cinemas. This one looks pretty action-adventure, The Ice Road.
Yeah, I'm not sure, we may have spoken about this when it was on at the cinema, but now, in case people missed it, wanted to sort of highlight it because it's now available on DVD, Blu-ray, or on-demand streaming. Liam Neeson is one of my favourite actors. He plays a truck driver, an ice road trucker, who decides to risk his own life to save some miners trapped underground. And the trick is he has to drive across a frozen lake to get to them. And it's all action-packed adventure and just exciting. And I think Liam Neeson really fits this role perfectly.
All right, that's Ice Road. You can get that on demand, Blu-ray and DVD. Now on Netflix, it's Hypnotic. Tell us about this.
Hypnotic's an interesting thriller. I was captivated from the beginning. It's about a woman who's had a bit of a depression, suffering some trauma. Under reluctance, she goes to a therapist and he hypnotizes her. It turns out that he's a very dodgy doctor and he's hypnotizing her but making her do things. She finds out about it and gets revenge. That's all I'll say.
Right.
It's interesting, and I liked it, so I thought it was worth mentioning. It's on Netflix now.
And that's called Hypnotic. And also at Odeon 5 this weekend, there's screenings of Boss Baby 2.
Yeah, I'll review it next week, but I wanted to mention that Boss Baby 2 is on Saturday and Sunday only at Odeon 5, so if you're looking for a good family comedy, have a look at that. And the original Boss Baby was funny with Alec Baldwin. This one's got James Marsden in it as well. So Boss Baby 2, Saturday and Sunday, Odeon 5.
Fantastic. Shane A. Bassett's with us, takes us to the movies each and every Thursday. Thank you, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers.